is the podcast.
Engage podcast.
Is this how?
Hello, and welcome to the latest Engage podcast. I want to try and continue a previous theme of some reflections on the current, inverted commas, financial crisis by exploring a couple of things that I've been thinking about, and just throw that out to you and see if that sparks any thoughts or reflections or actions for you as an individual, any things that we want to pick up and talk about, or just some helpful things to muse on. Not really a rant, a fair few questions and some thoughts of mine. Also pleased to say that I've been in touch with a guy called Noel Mools, who is involved in the Anabaptist Network and has been for many, many decades. Also started and still heads up the workshop theological training course as well, and hopefully we're going to get Noel on to talk a little bit more about the idea of shalom and what relevance that might have in our current economic climate and how that might influence our ideas of the good life as Christians living in our culture. But for now, just wanted to give some reflection to the unavailability of credit right now. This might be striking some of you, some of us, me. Many of us live on credit. But before I kind of get into that, a couple of quotes from a guy called Ben Okri, or Okri, I can never remember. He's a Booker Prize winning novelist, and he made some interesting points in the Times on October the 30th in his opinion column. Just a couple of quotes from him. "The crisis affecting our economy is a crisis of our civilization. The values that we hold dear are the very point. The meltdown in the economy is a harsh metaphor of the meltdown of some of our value systems." He goes on to say, "Individualism has been raised almost to a religion, appearance made more important than substance." I think that really ties in with what I wanted to talk about, which was consumption and credit and the fantastic extension of ourselves that we achieve through consumption, the way we can have a hyper-real self that we project out to the world and that we believe in ourselves, that is really about consumption, and actually for many, many people in our society, funded by the availability in the past decade of cheap credit, which is now drying up. I'm wanting to focus in on the gap between who we persuade ourselves we are and us as a real individual. I guess all of us can associate with that feeling of going into town as a teenager, buying a new pair of trainers, getting on the bus, getting on the top deck, getting a loan, getting them out of the box, giving them a smell, that smell of new trainer, doing the laces exactly how we like them, getting them on before we get off the bus, putting the old ones back in the backpack, and then strutting back down the road to our house with a newfound confidence, knowing that we are where it's at. We are either following the people we want to follow, or for me, at one point I tried to resurrect the brand Patrick in a kind of retro cool way. Didn't really work. Got a lot of jip from my peers, but hey, I felt like I was out there, I was cool, and that was me. But realistically, there's a gap between who we persuade ourselves we are through consumption and who we really are. The difference, if you like, between the cultural and social value we attribute to ourselves and the real us, the limited, mortal, brutal us, our real self, you know, the heart that God looks at, not the outward appearance. And I think the credit crunch does represent actually something quite hopeful for us. A potential for a stripping away, a deliberate shedding of our hyper selves, and a rediscovering of our true value and potential, both for our society at large and also specifically for those of us caught up in the Christian story, and a story that offers a lot of hope at a time like this. It's too easy to sidestep the journey into God and the self by immediate gratification through consumption. That is what the powers that be, those people who spend billions of pounds on marketing each year, would want us to do. It stops us asking questions about, do we have what we need? Am I just chasing what I want? In advanced capitalism that relies on desire cultivation, we can so easily fall foul of the pressure that comes from our own hearts and that's preyed upon by advanced capitalism to consume an identity for ourselves, to receive that immediate gratification. Yet the credit crunch, the loss of easy access to credit, is actually a chance to rediscover the whole sustainable, sustaining grace of God, that dance of God that we are called to be a part of. Our ability in Christ to participate in that, and the possibility of all things being reconciled in that, including our own relationship with ourself. What then are the implications of dropping the pretense and allowing ourselves to be known by God and daring to be known by others for who we really are, of acknowledging our contingency on God, His Son and His Spirit, and also our contingency on our community and the physical creation that He's placed us in? That would be an entirely different value system, the kind of thing that Ben Okri is looking for. How do we, with lamentation and humility, yet with profound hope and confidence in the tailor to the sparrows, explore a new good life? What does that mean for our finances, for protection, for our various kinds of insurance? What does it mean for retirement? What does it mean for food? What does it mean for shelter, hospitality? What does it mean for mission? What does it mean for our life, for ourself, and for our communities? I don't think I'm just talking about a solution that is just about individual belief and the purchase by mental assent of a ticket out of here, which is what so often the gospel is presented as. A ticket essentially to disengage with our real, fertile, fleshly humanity. That would be crazy, because that's the very humanity that was shared by Jesus, that God stepped into to show that a true self is possible, a true self not defined by consumption, but defined by something else. In these times of anxiety about where our security comes from, I was reminded of Psalm 121, a song of people in a foreign place and in a threatening place. Perhaps there's more real threat actually living in a prosperous society with easy credit to puff ourselves up. Isn't it always the case throughout the Old Testament stories that when the times are good, the people forget God, that constant cycle? But now in recession, the question is certainly pressing and threatening. Where does our help come from? The psalmist says it comes from the Lord. Not from earthly systems and rulers, just from the state, the government, who have that unenviable responsibility of trying to sort this current financial mess out. Where does our help come from? In conclusion, I guess I'd say, the formation of our humanity, our becoming, and certainly our spiritual formation as Christians, our becoming, is not something that the state will do for us, nor is the becoming of our society the becoming of the kingdom on earth. Nor is this becoming an exterior thing achieved by consumption that is an illusion made all the easier by cheap credit. This becoming is an interior thing. Yet it's not an individualistic thing, as Ben Okri clearly identifies. Individualism has threatened not just our economic order, but our very social order, and I think threatens ourselves. No, it's not an individual thing, it's a communal thing, where who we are becoming in God, in His world, is formed in communion with God, with our community, and with our planet. And expressed in our communion with God, our community, and all of meaning around us. This self is both limited, unlike its fake credit-fueled cousin, and bound by the reality of our creatureliness and our fallenness and our weakness, but it also touches, in perichoretic dance, the transcendent possibilities of the impossible, of transformation, of peace, of love and of hope flowing in and out from within, above and around. Our real self, to coin a phrase, is born of God and grows up in God. So, the opportunity our times afford us, and I choose that phrase deliberately, this opportunity is a chance to strip away the self defined by consumption, to discover ourselves as defined by communion with God, God's people, and God's world, if we dare to cut up our cards. There you go, some thoughts from me. A bit random, a bit rambling, but I hope that cued off a few thoughts and feelings and responses for you. I think it's a great question for us to ask, where does our help come from, and where help comes from for true reconciliation and peace with ourselves and with the world around us. Hope that can outlast the booms and busts of economic cycles, and hope that can grow like a plant through the crack in the pavement, even amongst our culture of consumption and individualism. The hope of the gospel, the hope of God. I'll leave it there. Thanks very much for listening. As ever, drop us some comments on the blog when we get this posted, and do look out for the next podcast, where we'll hopefully be hooking up with Noel Mools. Cheers, guys. Peace. Shalom.
Engage Podcast.